We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission has a meeting tonight here at 7 o'clock, and we are going to preview that here a little bit. There's a little bit bigger of an agenda here tonight than we had a couple weeks ago at the previous legislative meeting, and we'll start with there's a public hearing tonight, and this has to do with the Manhattan Development Code.
Right, Brandon. Thank you. This is an item we've been working on for quite a while. Actually, it started pre-COVID under a different name. And so it's basically the marriage of our zoning regulations with our subdivision regulations in a new modern code that's going to be web-based. Should be a lot easier for folks that are interested in developing, building, trying to determine where certain types of businesses go, and then what are the regulations surrounding that aspect as far as from a construction and location standpoint and many other factors. So it's taken a long process. The commission's been working on it, going through all the chapters and the planning board, and so it's now in a form that it's ready to adopt. And certainly it's something that as we move forward will be relatively easy to make adjustments to if we're finding out, well, maybe that wasn't the best approach in that particular factor. But it's going to take some getting used to because we did change the names of some of our zoning districts and gave them some new classes. So folks that have been around working with those designations will have to take a look at some of those aspects, but they're very similar. So I think it'll work pretty good. The planning board started the process at their last meeting and approved adoption. And so this is the public hearing for the city commission to consider adopting an ordinance that will establish the Manhattan Development Code.
All right. Am I going to have to get new maps over here in my office? Because I have a zoning map over here.
There is a new zoning map with the new zoning district. So, yeah, we can help you with that.
Okay. I'll have to do that at some point. But, you know, it seems to me there's a lot of bureaucracy here. I'm just reading through some of this. Some of the wording that you have in some of the codes don't – I guess you have to make things align for the state and for the city. And there's just all sorts of
– There are. Actually, one of the things we're asking the commission to do tonight is to actually override the planning board because since they had put their action out there and we advertised for the public hearing, we did get some feedback from the state from their floodplain regulations. And we had tried to put some wording in the code that was more, I would say, user-friendly and descriptive-wise, and the state came back and said, no, you know, if you want to be eligible for FEMA funding, it's got to have this exact federal and state language. And so that wasn't the language in what the planning board passed, and so we're asking the commission to do what I would classify as a friendly override of the commission or of the planning board in order to appease the state and feds on the language.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad you have to do that. But
we'll still keep some other explanatory language in there to try and help explain exactly what it means.
Right. You want to weigh in on this, Wynn?
Yeah, the nice part about the web-based system is if you have problems with a definition, you know, you can just click on it and a little pop-up window comes up and explains it to you. So this thing's going to be a little bit more user-friendly, I think, when people are trying to figure this out. You know, in the long run, as Ron said, we're probably going to have to do several tweaks to it because it's a massive document. And as people start digging through there and start dealing with, you know, dotting I's and crossing T's, there'll probably be some adjustments over the next few months.
All right. Does this extend into, I know that you guys recently started doing the codes over in Blue Township. Does that affect that as well?
They're adopting our building regulations, so that's more the building code versus the property maintenance code as opposed to the zoning and subdivision regulations. But we would hope that they would look at the subdivision regulations. Riley County is doing that. So the City of Manhattan and Riley County have the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board. So the basically about a 3-mile distance outside the city in Riley County, all of those regulations are the same. And so Riley County has done work to adopt similar regulations so that everybody's, so if as we go to annex or develop and a subdivision comes into the city, there may be some existing buildings. There have already been assessed the standards from the county that we would have in the city. So they're that's a smooth transition, if you will. So we are hopeful that Pottawatomie County will do similar aspects. They did update and adopt our building and property maintenance codes that we certainly assist them with in doing the inspections.
All right, very good. Well, that'll be the first item up, at least here tonight, on the agenda. Then we jump to the general agenda here, and there's three items on there. I guess we could start first with what's at the top of the list there, and that's an appeal regarding Historic Resources Board demolition denial for the Boys and Girls Club.
Right. This is a request from the Boys and Girls Club. There's a residential house that's basically just north across the alley from the Boys and Girls Club that they'd like to purchase, and they'd like to turn that space into green space. Unfortunately, this house is in a historic district for the Pierre area. The structure itself is non-conforming in that district, which means it doesn't necessarily have a lot of historic value as a building itself, but it's still part of that district. So the commission, the housing resources, the Historic Resources Board, when denying that request originally, had a whole bunch of different standards that were relative to that historic district. The City Commission has a little bit different role to play in hearing this request and has to make their findings based on are there any other alternatives? And that it isn't just, is there, it could be financial, but, could the house be renovated? What are the other uses versus just demolishing it? So they'll have to weigh some other sets of standards to determine whether or not that makes sense. And they're granting of that, and they have to cite some specific reasoning why they might concur with that as opposed to exploring other uses. I don't think anybody's questioning that the Boys and Girls Club might certainly benefit. I know they've looked at the house. They can't really utilize the house from a staffing perspective or something like that. And so they just feel like it's an opportunity, and they have a willing seller that would sell them the house for that particular use. It just happens to be in a established historic district, which has other sets of regulations governing what you can do with buildings in that area.
This seems like a no-brainer to me. This seems like a board that's maybe getting in the way here. Am I seeing this differently, Wynn?
Well, this is a quasi-judicial thing, so I'm not going to really comment on it on the radio, because the idea here is both sides are going to present their case tonight, and the commission is going to look at the evidence and make a determination. So you'll just have to wait till 7 o'clock to see how that works.
Okay. Well, we have a caller here. Robert's hanging on the line. Go ahead, Robert.
None of it seems to make any sense. If you'd have had A&E Church down there as a historical, none of those hotels would have been built. And then the governor put it down to the historical, only goes to the borderline of the property, so your guys are fighting about nothing. And it's the same way with that Metropolitan Development Board. The bubble for that Metropolitan is on the east side of the Blue River there, where the east end of the bridge is going to be. And now that they've signed in the bridge and road money, we'll have the money to build the bridge. Let's look around and write some grants. And, we sit out here on 24, and your ears must be burning, because everybody's just furious about the one crap road. Okay, whatever you think, I know the fix is in for whatever you're going to do.
Thank you for the call. And it looks like we might have another call here. But, I look at this, and I understand why a historic board exists here. And usually it's to preserve, buildings that are historic. And this is a house. You have a willing seller. It just seems to me like this makes a lot of sense to be able to acquire the property and let the Boys and Girls Club take it over there. But it'll be interesting to see how the City Commission works that here tonight. We have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
My name's Stan Herman. Both
being on the radio know me. So what happens when you're going down Turtle Creek Boulevard and you have to stop the stoplight at Allen Road and also at over on Casement Road? Why can't we have an express lane on the right side of the road so they can express lane going through there without stopping at a stoplight, you know, express, you know, at Allen Road and at Casement Road, and just have express lane on the far right side, which there'll be, never be a street going right there because it's the big hill there at the Country Club.
Well, I'm not sure I've seen that other than on an interstate system where you have grade-separated intersections. Obviously, if you're going to, that would create needing to probably get rid of the median and putting in additional pavement, and eventually you're going to have some intersections. And the reason for those stop signs is for the adjoining roadways and the traffic from those roadways to get onto the state highway. So it's one of those things that Turtle Creek Boulevard is a state-controlled highway, and so they would have to agree with whatever we came up with. But that's an interesting concept. I'm not, as I said, I haven't seen that concept work in that kind of situation, because eventually you're going to come to several intersections where people need to access the roadway, and you can't just have a free lane flowing.
All right. Thanks for the call. We'll take a break. More in focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.